This is Michael Bublé, wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
I'm Allie from A Fine Frenzy.
This is Barry White.
This is Mariah Carey. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Hi, I'm Jim Brickman, and you're listening to The Sounds of Christmas
Podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to The Sounds of Christmas Podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. First, I need to say that this episode is about Christmas albums and Christmas singles that made it to the number one spot on Billboard's charts in the United States. I know Christmas number ones mean something else in the UK and in other countries, but this concerns an article I recently came across and have done a deep dive on, all about Billboard's US charts and Christmas music. Music charts are funny things. All they show really are what the best-selling music is and sometimes the most streamed at one particular time. And the charts today are a lot different than they used to be. Well, really, who isn't? Technology has played a big part in the changes on the charts, but there has also been a lot of fracturing and splintering, where now almost every musical genre is represented with its own chart. That's not a bad thing, not at all, but for Christmas music, which does have its own singles, airplay, and album charts, having charts devoted to it keeps Christmas songs and albums from showing up on the general charts. Not entirely, of course, but it does make it more difficult for them to show up on the regular charts. For example, at the end of this past year's traditional season, i.e. the first week in January, the Christmas album chart had Michael Bublé's Christmas album at number one, followed by Nat King Cole, the Phil Spector album, Mariah Carey's first Christmas album, and Pentatonix's latest, The Greatest Christmas Hits. On the regular album chart, Michael Bublé was number two, Nat King Cole was number four, Phil Spector number 7, Mariah number 8, and Pentatonix number 10. It's just very difficult for a Christmas album to make it to number 1 on the regular album chart, what Billboard calls now the Billboard 200. Billboard also has a chart they call the Catalog Album Chart, which ranks the best-selling catalog albums in the United States, regardless of genre. Billboard defines a catalog title as one that is more than 18 months old and has fallen below position 100 on the Billboard 200. Albums that meet this criteria are removed from the Billboard Current Albums ranking, and they begin a new chart run on the Top Pop Catalog Albums chart. Does that make sense? I hope so, as that's a big part of what led to this episode. You see, recently, Billboard posted a story about the top albums that spent the most weeks at number one on the catalog album chart. Not necessarily consecutive weeks, just reaching number one the most times. And I found that two of them were Christmas albums. Curiously, they chose to do this for the top 17 albums that spent the most weeks at number one. I don't know why. Anyway, Bob Marley and the Wailers' album Legend was number one on this list, hitting number one on the catalog chart for 126 weeks. I know that's not a Christmas album. I was just using it as a metric for the Christmas albums that are on the list. And I also thought you might want to know which one was number one. Michael Bublé was number three with his Christmas album, which was number one for 56 weeks. Kenny G's album Miracles was number 11, with 27 weeks at number one. And by the way, the catalog album chart only started in 1991. So it seems like this list is really a niche inside a niche, possibly inside another niche. I thought it might be interesting to find out what Christmas albums hit number one on the regular album chart instead. Currently, the regular album chart, as I call it, is actually called the Billboard 200. It has been known as the Billboard Top Pop Album Chart, Billboard Top 200 Albums, Billboard Top LPs and Tape, Billboard Top LPs and Billboard best-selling popular record albums. The first chart was released for the week of March 24, 1945, and the first number one spot was held by the King Cole Trio with the album The King Cole Trio. Not a Christmas album, I know, just kind of setting the scene. The first Christmas album to hit number one was Merry Christmas from Bing Crosby on the week of December 8th, 1945. It would return to number one in November of 1946, November of 1947, November of 1948, December of 1949, and December of 1950. Mario Lanza Sings Christmas Songs hit number one in December of 1951. In December of 1953, Christmas with Arthur Godfrey took the number one spot. The next Christmas album to hit number one didn't happen until December of 1957, and that went to Elvis Presley for his first Christmas album. Bing's Christmas album, Merry Christmas, briefly knocked Elvis out of the number one spot in the first week of 1958. In December of 1958, Mitch Miller's Christmas Sing with Mitch hit number one. It wasn't until December of 1994 that another Christmas album made it to number one, and that honor went to Kenny G for his first Christmas album, Miracles. And then it wasn't until December of 2007 when it would happen again. This time it was Josh Groban and his Christmas album, Noel, that made it to number one. In November of 2010, Susan Boyle hit number one with her Christmas album, The Gift. In November of 2011, Justin Bieber's Christmas album, Under the Mistletoe, hit number one. A month later, Michael Bublé's album, simply called Christmas, took the number one spot. In January of 2017, Pentatonix's album, A Pentatonix's Christmas, hit number one. And that's it, at least so far. 11 different Christmas albums have made it to number one on the regular album chart. And then I thought I would take a look at Billboard's singles chart and see what Christmas singles have made it to number one. Bing Crosby's White Christmas hit number one on Halloween 1942. In January of 1949, Spike Jones hit number one with All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. In the first week of 1950, Gene Autry hit number one with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. In the last week of December of 1952, Jimmy Boyd's I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus hit number one. In December of 1958, the Chipmunk Song hit number one. After that, there wasn't another Christmas single to hit number one until December of 2019, when Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You finally reached the top spot, 25 years after the song was released on her first Christmas album. It hit number one again in December of 2020, and 2021, and 2022. In December of 2023, Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree finally made it to number one. And then a couple weeks later, it was knocked out of the number one spot by Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. So only 7 different Christmas songs have made it to the top of Billboard's singles chart, and 11 albums made it to number one on the Billboard 200. And to me, I think it's more surprising to see who isn't on either of those lists than the few that are. But the thing to remember about these charts is that they're a snapshot of what was happening at that brief period in time. And using sales, mostly, as the measuring stick, those charts only show what people spent the most money on. And not to slight any of those artists that did make it to number one, but that isn't always a sign that the most sales equals the best quality. Of course, the way Billboard puts together their charts has changed quite a bit over the years, so it's not just sales. The Billboard 200 album chart used to rely on retailers, which was somewhere in the neighborhood of 14,000 shops all across the country. About 10 years ago, streaming was added as a way to compute the chart. Data from YouTube was added in 2020, and in 2021, data from Facebook was added. Though, to be honest, I don't know how that works, since you can't buy music or even stream it directly from Facebook. Maybe this is simply about sharing songs from other sites on that social media site. The singles chart is basically the same, using a combination of sales and streaming, and also including radio airplay. And as I mentioned earlier, the charts themselves have splintered and increased to cover almost every genre and more. In addition to the charts I've mentioned, Billboard also has charts for streaming songs, radio songs, digital song sales, top album sales, top streaming albums, top current album sales, independent albums, soundtracks, vinyl albums, a top 50 chart for TikTok, and an Artist 100, which combines data from several of their other charts, including their Social 50 chart, which ranks the most active musical artists on the world's leading social networking services. And that's just for popular music. I don't know if they go into these kinds of specifics for all the other genres, but there are 4 holiday music charts, 3 charts for adult contemporary music, 9 charts for Christian music, 4 charts for country music, 5 for dance and electronic music, 8 internet charts, 1 jazz, 8 Latin, 16 R&B and hip-hop, 13 rock and alternative, and 2 world music charts. And that's just for the U.S. There are lots of charts for lots of other countries all over the world. There are also 43 different album charts. And besides all of that, iTunes and Spotify both have their own charts, and other streaming sites probably do too. And I mention all that not to overwhelm you with information, but for a couple reasons. First, to show how nearly impossible it is for a Christmas single or a Christmas album to reach the number one spot on the main chart. And the others to suggest that maybe these charts aren't as important anymore as they used to be, at least not for Christmas music. Don't misunderstand me. If there's a particular genre of music that you love, this multitude of charts provides a great way to find more of what you love. This is also not to slight any of the artists that do make it to number one, whether that's on the Christmas charts, the regular charts, or any of the other charts. It's also not to say that just because they made it to number one doesn't mean the song or album isn't really any good. It just means that there's lots of good stuff out there that doesn't make it to number one. This is also a big part of the reason that I launched the Sounds of Christmas station in the first place. I play a lot more than just what gets to the top of the charts. I don't exclude those songs, but I add in a lot more. More songs by some of those popular artists that weren't exactly the Christmas hits, as well as more songs by other artists that you might not have known had even recorded Christmas music. And quite a few by artists that you just may never have heard of. It's all part of what I like to call the best variety of Christmas music. Most popular Christmas songs, hopefully including all of your favorites, alongside what I think are some pretty terrific Christmas songs that I hope you'll like. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that I'll put a link for down in the show notes. So you can find us on your favorite streaming site. Click on over, subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. And if you're listening to this episode on your phone, you can also click the Send Us a Text Message link and connect that way. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.